after the lovely time that I had with grandfather, and we came back to South Africa. I was by then 16 years old. We were living in the community that grandfather had started in South Africa, which was then 18 miles outside the city of Durban in the midst of sugarcane plantations. And when I was growing up with my two sisters, there was nobody in the community my age or our age that we could play with or relate to. So we would look forward to going into town and visiting friends or seeing a movie or something. And this was a rare opportunity. We couldn't travel 18 miles every day. In those days, in the 1940s, it was very difficult to travel. And so one Saturday, my father had to go to town to attend a conference. And he didn't feel like driving that day, so he asked me if I would drive him into town. And I jumped at the opportunity and said yes. And since I was going into town, my mother gave me a list of groceries that she needed. And on the way into town, my father reminded me of all the chores that had been pending, like getting the car serviced and oil changed and all that. And he said, since you have the whole day to yourself, will you please attend to all these things? And I said, all right. And when I dropped him off at the conference venue, he said, at 5 o'clock in the evening, I will wait for you outside this auditorium. Come here and pick me up and we'll go home together. And I said, okay. And I rushed off and I did all my chores. I bought all the groceries, left the car in the garage with instructions to do whatever was necessary. And being a 16-year-old, I went to the nearest movie theater, and I got so engrossed in a John Wayne double feature that I didn't realize the passage of time. The movie ended at 5:30, and I ran from there and got the car and rushed to where my father was waiting for me. It was almost 6 when I reached there, 1 hour late. And he was naturally anxious and wondering what happened to me, and he was pacing up and down. And so the first question he asked me is, why are you late? And I was so ashamed to tell him that I was sitting there watching a John Wayne double feature that I lied to him and I said I had to wait for the car. The car wasn't ready. Not realizing that he had already called the garage enough. When he caught me in the lie, he said, there's something wrong in the way I brought you up that didn't give you the confidence to tell me the truth, that you felt you had to lie to me. And I've got to find out where I went wrong with you. And in order to do that, he said, I'm going to walk home 18 miles. I'm not coming with you in the car. There was absolutely nothing I could do to make him change his mind. He just started walking. Much of those 18 miles were through sugarcane plantations, dirt roads, late night, no lights. I couldn't leave him and go again. So for 5.5 hours, I was crawling behind him, watching him go through that pain and agony for a stupid lie that I uttered. And I decided there and then that I was never going to lie again. And that was a powerful lesson in nonviolent parenting. If he had punished me the way we would punish our children when we catch them lying or doing something wrong, I don't think I would have learned the lesson. I think I would have just suffered the punishment and made sure the next time I don't get caught. But by taking the responsibility on himself, he taught me such a powerful lesson that remains with me even today, so many years after the incident. That is the power of nonviolence.